Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Heavenly Father, Father God, we praise you for this opportunity again, always, Lord God, that we are able to get together electronically, Father, across the world. Father, whether we are praying in real time over the stream, together streaming over the internet, or whether or not we are praying along with a recorded podcast, we pray, Father, that you hear this as a united, as one voice in corporate prayer before you. That all of the voices that are lifted up, Father God, are appropriately heard. That you will hear our petitions before your throne, Father, not only for ourselves, but for those of whom we pray. And Father, also we ask you to please do not delay. For the days that we are in right now, there's a sense of urgency associated with the requests that we are laying up before your high, holy, supreme courts of heaven, Father, and we praise your name. We thank you for helping us to understand the importance of our prayer, helping us to understand that that our prayers make a difference even when we are unable to see that difference. Help us to understand and continue to impress upon our heart, Father God, that our prayers have an eternal ramifications and weight, whereby they can even be held in your very throne room, Father, and used at a later time by yourself and for the better, greater good of the kingdom and those of whom we pray. And Father, we just thank you for the revelations and understanding of the things that happen in the spiritual realm. We praise you, Father God, for the confirmations that have come from so many of, I would argue to probably be some of your most anointed prophetic voices in the world, and to have those confirmations occur over years of time over and over again, Father, have been just a mighty, mighty blessing for each of us. And we just thank you. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch each and every one of us, Father, with a supernatural anointing. Father, this evening, fill us with the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. We thank you. We ask you, Father, that you just accept our praise, that you are blessed by our praise, for we lift our hands before you. We give you all the glory, all the honor. We ask you, Father, more than anything, to just accept and receive the glory that we lift up before you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to accept and receive the glory that we lift up before you as we pray and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for the days that we are in are very difficult, but we know that you know that. We know that we were chosen for a time such as this. We know that we are imperfect, and we praise you, Father God, for every part of this journey, no matter how difficult and how poorly perhaps we perform at it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for living us while we were, for loving us even when we were at our very worst. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to continue to help us, to strengthen us through our walk as we progress every day, in day-tight compartments toward whatever that goal is that you have laid before us, Father. We see the things happening across the world. We've been watching them now fervently for over 10 years and many of us even longer. And we just ask for a supernatural anointing of long-suffering, unbelievable patience, And again, an infilling of the presence of your Holy Spirit and a supernatural anointing, tenfold anointing of strength and perseverance to continue to kind of hang in there and to look for every opportunity that we are presented by your divine grace to serve you even more than we have thus far. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We praise you, Father God, for this evening. We thank you for the electronic ability to be able to gather and to say these prayers and to recite your scriptures and to give you glory and to take communion, because if it wasn't for the blessings that you have given us, there would be no way that this could be accomplished anyhow. We give you all the praise, honor, glory. Worship you, Father. We worship you for who you are. We thank you, Jesus, for everything. For our whole lives, for every time that you have come to our rescue, for every angel that you have sent on our behalf, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, Father God, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight is May the 14th of 2021, the 3rd of Sivan, 5781. Today is Omer number 47, May the 14th, 2021. And tonight, together, we light the Sabbath candles or the Shabbat candles. I like to light three, one for the Father, praise you, Jesus, one for the Son, Lord Yahshua Messiah, thank you, Jesus, our friend, and one for the all-forgotten God, but not by me, the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you, we thank you, and we thank you, Father, for helping us to understand that by virtue of Christ, Messiah, the power that lives within us, that we commune and are a part, providing that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit. We commune and are a part of the power that makes up the Godhead. What a tremendous opportunity and an incredible contribution that we are able to make if we have the faith to stand before you, Father, and to continue and persevere in that which you have blessed us with by virtue of your unbelievable mercy. Thank you. We praise your name. The Hebrew Kaddish,
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Bore peri hagafen. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu V'shabat kodsho v'ava uv'ratzon Hinchilanu karon lemase vereshit. Ki hu yom techila lemikrae kodesh zecheletziat mitzrayim. Kivanu vacharta v'otanu kidashta mikol hamim v'shabbat kodshecha be'ava uvratzon himchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha-shabbat.
Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. For you are my dove, hidden in the split-open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes are in worship, and lovely your voices in prayer. You must catch those troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship, for they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I've planted within you. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We will do it together. Thank you, Jesus. That is Song of Songs, 213b through 215, the Passion Translation. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus for your mercy. We pray that your grace will continue to pour out upon us each and every day, for we walk imperfectly. Even on the days when we think we have not sinned, we have. We wish that there was some way that we could walk perfectly in your eyes at all times, Father, in total and complete our obedience to every word. But at the same time, we don't often understand why we feel the way that we do. And we oftentimes can detect in our heart that it runs contrary to the guidance and the adjuring of even the Apostle Paul in some cases and others. Father, we just lift ourselves up before thee and we pray that you will have mercy upon us and recognize that we have indeed a contrite spirit before thee, for we do fear you. We fear the ramifications of our behaviors. We know that we have sin in our lives, even when we think that we don't. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We confess of the things that we have felt, maybe things that we were outside of our control, things that sprung upon us unwittingly while we were not anticipating it to happen, thoughts that have entered our head, words that we shouldn't have uttered or said. Father, we lift these things up before you, and we lay them at the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we plead, Lord Jesus, please, for your blood upon us, for all of the sins that we have committed, even the ones that we continue to feel guilty about, even though we shouldn't ought. But nevertheless, we will continue to pray for your purification, Father, for your anointing, for your hyssop to wash us clean and whiter than snow, for a purification of our heart, a complete, continuous confession and remission of all of our sins. Father, we ask you, as it says in Isaiah 43:25, as you said and are quoted by the scripture in Isaiah 43:25, you said, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that as high as the heaven is above the earth, that you will not remember our sins. As far as the east is from the west, that you will not remember our sins, that you will blot out all of our iniquity, make us clean, whiter than snow. Just as Joshua, the high priest, was seen by Zechariah in chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, had a clean, fresh, purified white robe and a clean turban placed upon his head, whereby you released him, where you wiped out all of his iniquity and sin. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will do that same for us. Purify us, Father God, for we cannot. We have no other hope but through your blood, Lord Jesus, to be purified. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will have pity on us, as it says in Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12, that you will remember that we are dust And we give you all the glory, for it is through your mercy and through your grace that we make it. Through your blood, Lord Jesus, and through your love that we make it. We pray, if it is at all possible, Father. Your scripture says, many are called, few are chosen. If it is at all possible, Father, we pray that you will choose us, as unworthy as we are, as many mistakes as we've made, even at times when we should have known better, because of lack of self-control, overwhelming surges of emotions, situations that overcame us, dynamics in our lives that we were unprepared to handle. By your grace, Father, we pray. By your grace. Holy Lord Jesus, please cleanse and totally purify, Father, our heart, our soul, our spirit, our mind, our flesh, our record-keeping books in heaven, and our robe and gown in heaven. Jesus, with your precious blood, Father, with your Zechariah 2:5 holy fire, purge it clean and make it whiter than snow. We praise your name and we thank you for that refiner's fire. We praise you for that refiner's fire. Father, we pray that if you must chasten us, if we have failed to judge ourselves appropriately, if we have failed to adjust our behaviors appropriately, that you will continue to work with us, that you will look upon our hearts, 1 Samuel 16:7b, and that through your long-suffering and patience, Father, and your grace, that you will continue to work with us. If we must be chastened, please chasten. We ask you for your gentle touch, if at all possible. Look on our hearts, Father. Know our determination, our perseverance, and forgive us when we stumble. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we lift up before you strongholds in our lives. We hold them up before you. Some of us have strongholds of guilt. Some of us have strongholds that prevent us from feeling worthy. Some of us have strongholds that prevent us from accepting forgiveness and forgiving ourselves. Some of us have strongholds that are associated with earthly addictions. Some of us have strongholds that are associated with outbursts of anger and bad choices of words. Some of us have strongholds that overcome us when we least expect it. Holy Lord Jesus, we lift those strongholds up before thee. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and by the authority given to us through your grace, we break the strongholds in Jesus' name. We snap them in half and we cast them into the fire. Be gone. In Jesus' name we command it. Hallelujah. Principalities, powers, and strongholds, spiritual host of wickedness and rulers of darkness in high places, between ourselves and the throne room of God, we rebuke you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus and call down fire swords of cherubim and fire of God to burn you into screaming agony. We disarm you in accordance with Colossians 2:15. We cancel all your demonic assignments against us. We tear up all your demonic contracts against us. We bind and cast you out into the pit, into chains of darkness, into judgment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything between us and the throne room of God that cannot call Jesus Christ its Lord and Savior, you are rebuked and cast down into the pit. Principalities and powers, spiritual host of wickedness and rulers of darkness, any worker of HaSatan, any live or dead human spirit, any worker of a witch coven, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb of God, we exercise the rule of the victor, which is our glory, our power over you in the demonic regions that have attempted to set their wills against us. In the name of Jesus, at the very moment that you set your wills against us, anything that cannot call Jesus Christ its Lord and Savior, any worker of Satan of any type, in the name of Jesus, we command the holy fire of God to shoot down from the glory pillar in the throne room of God and to burn you into screaming agony, scattering the darkness in all directions. We declare and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that any entity, any principality that would allow these spirits enter through their territory for the purpose of coming against us or our loved ones shall be immediately hit with the holy fire of God in the name of Jesus. We declare in Jesus' name and plead with the courts of heaven for an assignment of an archangel to come down and grab these demons of darkness, strike them deaf, blind, and dumb, place them under arrest, and cast them into the pit. We declare the fire of God to permeate the pit, to weld it shut, and to burn them into screaming agony in the name of Jesus Christ, making a public spectacle of them. We bind Colossians 2:15 upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that they be immediately cut off from ever receiving power from the kingdom of darkness again. We require the immediate disbursement of all of their funds from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We require the immediate destruction of all of their books and artifacts of sorcery, all weapons, earthly or spiritual, all fiery darts that are attempted to be launched against us. Fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ, we call it down. Fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ, we vaporize them by the authority given to us. We cast them into the pit. Penalties applied in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
You're a glory.
Understand his errors. Cleanse us, Father, from our secret faults. Keep us back, Father, also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over us, because only then shall we truly be blameless and innocent of great transgression. We praise your name, Father. We beseech you. Who can understand our errors? Please cleanse us from our secret faults. Wash us clean of all presumptuous sin. Make us blameless, Father, please. Based on Psalm 19:12. Father, we hold up before you Matthew 5:6, I believe it is. Praise you, Father. Blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for he shall be filled. Father, we pray that our hearts are filled with an obsession to be like Jesus in every possible way. We ask you, Father, please, in Jesus' name, that you may be glorified in our King's awesome work on behalf of all of the world, that you may be glorified in the Son. Father, we ask you, please, to totally purify us, to help us to understand the depth of the meaning of hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and believing with all of our hearts that we shall be filled. We praise you for 1 John 1:9, helping us to understand that even if we dork up, you are faithful and just, providing that we confess it forward, that we speak it forth, for there is life and death in the power of the tongue. Father, let us understand those hidden faults, those secret faults. Help us, Father, by your power and by your incredible grace and mercy, and by your authority, Lord Jesus, to stand firm and break all strongholds, to pray fervently against all things that we feel in our heart is not right in our lives. Steady our path, Lord Jesus, we pray. Don't allow us to flounder. Don't allow us to stumble. Help us to and steady our course. Make our path straight. Make our path straight, as some translations say in Proverbs 3:5. Help us to trust in you. Help us to believe with all of our heart, Lord, that all things work out together for the good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Father, we pray that you will pour out into our heart love for you. Love for you, Jesus. It is an ever, I don't know what the right word is. There's always a feeling I have in my heart, and many probably others also, that we don't love you enough. That we don't love you enough. And that means we need supernatural intervention, a touch of your holy, righteous right hand. Pour out that supernatural change, that light, that love that could only come from above. For all good gifts and all perfect gifts are from above and come down from our Father of lights. We pray thee, Lord. Holy Father, please anoint us with the Holy Spirit gift of love. Not only that we would reflect and pour out that love overflowing from our cup into the lives of others, but that that love would also overflow our hearts to glorify you, to feel great, great peace and a type of joy and inner fulfillment by virtue of knowing that we are walking as best as we can, utterly obsessed by all that is you. Yahshua, Messiah, we pray that you will always see us as friends, as well as servants, and that you will steady our course and help us to serve you as you would wish. To be Peter, when you said, if you love me, feed my sheep. To understand how important it was that you would say that three times to his dismay. Help us to love you that much. That we cannot help but to do good, to touch other people's lives, to give, to encourage, to help and assist, that our works would be real, that our faith would not be dead, that we cannot help but overflow with your love, because your love is an anointing that came down through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We ask you to fill us with that love, that it should overflow not only toward the people of the world that we are surrounded by, not only to those who seem, through fleshy eyes, to be unlovable, but also, Father, that our love should mingle and disperse itself throughout all of eternity in the glory of the power and the light of your presence. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that the Father may be glorified in the Son, in Jesus' name, that you will encircle each of our dwelling places with a holy fire, that you will send down a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to intermingle with that holy fire and to blow it magnesium white hot in the name of Jesus, that it will swirl around our dwelling places and cover them on all sides. We plead, Father God, with your courts of heaven in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus for the assignment of multiple warrior angels, powerful Delta Force, SEAL Team 7 great angels, Father God, diamond-tipped sword sharp as razor blades, to be standing guard at our dwelling places and to follow us wherever we go, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will send down a platoon of warrior angels, Father God, such as that which we cannot even understand or comprehend spiritually. We pray, Father God, that they be sent out in a patrol in the presence of your holy fire, that they seek and destroy all attempts to come against us or our loved ones, direct or indirect. All threat vectors will be shored up proactively in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. They will ferret out all demons of darkness, all attempts, all contracts that have been placed against us, all fiery darts, all weaponry, spiritual or earthly, in the name of Jesus Christ, and stomp them out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for this divine protection around about our loved ones. Father God, where whoever they may be, we lift up our sons, we lift up our daughters, we lift up our friends, we lift up our companions at work, people whom we have prayed for and seen absolutely no change. But blessed is he who believes and has not seen. And we thank you for that blessing, Lord Jesus. And we hold up these prayers before your supreme courts in heaven, Father God, and we give you glory. We praise you, Father God, because we know that they shall be fulfilled, because you are not a father that would tell a lie. You are a God. You are our Father God, the God of gods, Yahweh El, the Most High, El Elyon. And we glorify in that authority that you have given us through your Son, our Lord Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for hearing these prayers. In your perfect timing, Father God, your will be done. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven forever and ever, we pray. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This time I'd like to use a holy oil. Praise you, Father, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we consecrate ourselves into your complete ownership, Lord Jesus, directly into your hands. We commit our spirit, we commit our soul completely to you. Father, we plead in Jesus' name, Jehovah, pour your living water and the crystal river deep into our hearts, purifying our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our flesh, our record-keeping books in heaven, our robe and gown in heaven. Purify us. Purify us. Father of lights, awesome Father, we pray, anoint us. Anoint us with a tenfold blessing. Fill us with the gifts of your Holy Spirit. Protect us by your mighty righteous right hand, that we should serve thee, that we should touch other people's lives with the love of the Lord Jesus, with no concerns, no worries, understanding the glory that awaits us by seeking you and believing with all of our hearts, knowing that your love overflowing in us can be nothing but the presence of the Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father, for these beautiful, awesome opportunities that you have laid before us. We thank you for your holy fire. We thank you for eradicating, burning our enemy, the demons of darkness, into the pit. And we praise you for being ever present, for your angels being ever present, for the Spirit of God to be ever present, the sensitivities of the Holy Spirit and his power and love to be ever present, to walk with us, to give us peace. Help us, Father, we pray, that we recognize the authority that we have been given as a royal priesthood. That when we bind things on earth, they are bound indeed in the courts of heaven. When we loose things on earth, they are loosed indeed in the courts of heaven. Thank you for that authority, Father. Let none of our prayers be hindered. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity that you have laid before us to touch other people's lives and to serve you as fellow prisoners of Christ till the day that we are set free. We give you all the glory and praise. Thank you, Jesus.
He can.
take whatever you have that you are struggling with. If you need a healing touch, take it, put it in your hands, walk up to that cross, and lay it right at the bottom of the cross, and look up at your Lord. Take it from you and lay it at the foot of the cross. If it is an addiction, take it from you and lay it right there, the bottom of the cross. Lord Jesus, we accept your blood. Lord Jesus, we accept your healing. Lord Jesus, we accept your forgiveness. Lord Jesus, we accept your authority and power. Forgive us for our lack of faith. Take away these burdens from us. Allow his blood to fall from the cross upon you and receive. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
If your vessel has done enough, am I worthy enough to seek him? Or have I forsaken my quest for the lost? You seem to forget that I would never let my children fall prey to destruction. Your longing itself is the proof that you are mine. Praise the pain away, don't forget where you belong. Like the steadiness of the sun, keep on burning, never turn. Just keep this up and you will learn that my children need my light every day. Those moments, it would always wake you up. Now look at my eyes in your mirror and give me one single reason to stop. The wrong that you did, I won't remember it. What matters to me is that your spirit is shining. Just rest in my light and watch those shadows dissolve. Praise the pain away, don't forget where you belong. Like the steadiness of the sun, keep on burning, never turn. Keep this up and you will learn that my children need my light every day. Never forget that this is always your home. You can come as you are and you'll always be loved. In my presence, time is gone. Future mistakes were all forgiven by me. If you hold to my word, you will always be free. This promise will stand till the end of time. It was paid in full when I called you mine.
Fade the pain away. Don't forget where you belong.
Like the steadiness of my sun, keep on burning, never turn away. Just keep this up and you will learn that my children need my light every day.
Father, we abandon ourselves into your hands. Do with us what you will. Whatever you may do, we thank you. We praise you. Father, we are ready for all. We accept all. Let only your will be done in us. Only your will, Father. We pray for freedom from our own will. We ask you, Father, to become our will. Lord, into your hands we commit our soul. Into your hands we commit our spirit. We offer it to you with all of the love of our heart, Father. We praise you and we trust you. For we know that our Father, who art in heaven, loves us so much. And if we could only let go, you will lead us to where we need to be and where we need to where we can do the greatest good on behalf of your mission for this world, Lord, and those who are hurting far worse than we. We surrender ourselves into your hands without reserve, with boundless confidence. You are our dear Father, our Abba Father, and we praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for forever being with us, forever forgiving us. Thank you for being the mediator of a better covenant, the new covenant. Thank you for not remembering our sin. We pray that your blood will wash away every stain from every sin we have ever committed in our entire life into a deep, deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness, that we may glorify you through the freedom and joy that we receive by this blessing, that it empowers us to work ever so much more strongly against that which plagues mankind, that we may destroy the works of the devil and bring joy and hope to his victims forever. We pray your glory forever. We pray for your awesome, awesome presence. We pray, Father, that we should even be found worthy to ascend hill, to ascend to the city of the living God, and to stand before you, Father, free, set free from all guilt. Now to him who is able to keep us from stumbling, and someday present us faultless before your presence, Father, with exceeding joy. If we could only feel just a little tiny bit of that exceeding joy now, we pray for your strength. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We know we have some challenging days in front of us. We pray that you will strengthen our hearts, strengthen our walk, and anoint us with your gifts. That we bless you, Father, every day that we are on this earth, and for all of eternity thereafter, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We enter into communion.
Your disciples were seated about you at the eve of unleavened bread. You said, I eagerly yearn for this supper, and that did suffer so his children could be fed. I can only imagine the silence in the room as you passed on the bread to be torn. For they did not understand the reach of his plan. In his love, we were told to rejoice, not to mourn. So we gather, remembering the glory of the Lamb, the one who was slain for the seed of Abraham. As we long for your coming, we imagine the feast, the King and his bride. When our waiting has ceased, as you arose and went back up to heaven, lead to the heavenly course. You lifted the cup of forgiveness. It was paid, it was done, you had covered the cost. And I can only imagine the thunderous sound as all heaven exploded in cheers. We were free from our chains. Now all that remains is to never give in. We are destined to win. So we gather, remembering the healer of our soul, destroyer of death, the Lord of our all, the light in our armor, the edge of our sword, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. For we believe in our land, all of creation restored by his hand, eternity, all is revealed. By the time we remember, all scars will be healed. As we long for your coming, we imagine the feast, the Lord and his bride, when our waiting has ceased.
Watch and pray, for I would come for you one day. I gave you my word so you would know the time I'd come and take you home. It's time for you to look around. The signs I gave are coming down. be whole. Come and 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 be holy.
But you, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate upon these things. 1 Peter 2:9, Colossians 3:12, Philippians 4:8. Titus 1:15, to the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Matthew 26:39, Jesus went a little further and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by the angels, preached amongst the Gentiles, believed upon in the world, and received up in the glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. We pray for purification based upon Psalm 51:1-14. Father, we cannot ask for enough of your mercy, and we beseech you for more each day, more grace, more mercy, more perfect gifts from above, our Father of lights. According to your loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercies, we ask you, please, Father, blot out all of our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity. Cleanse us from our sin. Father, we acknowledge and confess of our transgressions before thee. Our sin is always before us. And against you, you only, we have sinned and done this evil in your sight. Alpha. That you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, we were brought forth in iniquity, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, you will make us to know your wisdom. Purge us, Father, with your hyssop, and then we shall be clean. Wash us, and then we shall be whiter than snow. Make us hear joy and gladness, Father, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sin and blot out all of our iniquities. Create in us, Father, a completely clean heart every day that we awaken. Purify us with your presence. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not allow us, Father, to grieve the precious Holy Spirit. Restore to us, Father, the joy of your salvation. And uphold us, Father, with your generous spirit. And then we will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you by seeing Christ in us. Deliver us from the guilt of our past transgressions, Father, God of our salvation. And then we will sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that on the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In that same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Ani Lodoti Vidoti Li. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine.
Regardless
of the cost. Yes, I know you were killed for all that we owe, for the sake of all eternity, you died for me. There was life wherever you touched. You were strong, you were kind, you were just. You were aiming for the goal. And you were smiling, always strong and secure through your word. Like a shepherd guiding his herd, giving shelter to the soul. 'Cause I know that your word holds power to grow through your spirit and serenity. You speak to me. You were hurt for my offense, you were sick for my disease, you were poor for my prosperity, you were strong when I am weak. I praise you, my Redeemer, I praise you, Majesty. You were left by God Almighty to always be with me, and I know I will never be alone. Thank you.
Praise God. We are the sons of God. We are the masters of the devil. We are the servants and foot washers of mankind. Ezekiel 22:30. So I sought for a man amongst them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Also, we heard the voice of our Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Father, we say, here we are. Send us. Father, you said, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case, that you may be acquitted. John 14:12-14. Most assuredly I say to you that he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We praise your name. Father, we praise you for Colossians 2:15, for Jesus, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Now then, how is it that principalities and powers, having been disarmed by the cross, how is it that Christ, our Lord, made a public spectacle of them? The only thing I can understand from this when I analyze this scripture is that making a public spectacle of these entities is essentially revealing their weakness amidst them. You have to imagine where they reside in the spiritual realm, in a realm which we cannot see. For Jesus to ultimately, as it says, disarming them and making a public spectacle of them. In the context of this scripture, making a public spectacle of them is to make a public spectacle of them before their fellow entities of darkness. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Intensified prevailing prayer is God's ordained law and method for implementing his redemptive plan in this age until Jesus returns. It is the highest, the holiest, and the mightiest effort of which a child of God is capable. It is God's chosen way to bring heaven's power, heaven's resources, and heaven's angels into action upon the earth. Charles Spurgeon said, "He who knows how to overcome with God in prayer has heaven and earth at his disposal." Intensified prayer is clothed with the might of God himself. Wesley L. Duell, Mighty Prevailing Prayer. Again, James 5:16b, the effective, fervent prayers of a righteous man avails much. Fervent meaning having or displaying a passionate intensity. Impassioned, passionate, intense, vehement, ardent, sincere, fervid, and heartfelt. We cast out demons, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they ingest, drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Matthew 16:17-18. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not earthly, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's some serious power. Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but instead we wrestle against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Sounds to me like it might be hard to stand if you actually wrestle back with these entities, having done all to stand. Luke 10, verse 19, Jesus said to the 70 sinners that returned to him, called out of the multitudes, he said, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Mark 9:25. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Doesn't sound like he was asking. Matthew 12:28, Jesus said, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house?" Strong man comes out first, rebuke and cast out the subordinate demons. Matthew 12:43-45, "When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes to a dry place seeking rest and finds none. And then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order," because they were cast out. "Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. So shall it be with this wicked generation," because they fail to go and sin no more. "Go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee." Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, there is useless, meaningless killing taking place in your holy land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we hold up our golden bowl of forgiveness before thee, symbolically before your high, holy, supreme courts. We know that you would want not one to perish. We pray that you will pour out this golden bowl of forgiveness, Father, upon every single man, woman, and child of every nation, tribe, and tongue in the lands of Israel, and including even the lands of Gaza. Father, we pray that this golden bowl of forgiveness will be poured out upon all of them, for you would want not one to perish. As your servant Nehemiah did in chapter 1, verse 6, on behalf of all of the lands of Israel. And as a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9, "Lord, we confess of the sins of the peoples of the lands of Israel. We confess of the sins of the peoples of the lands of the Middle East. We confess of their sins, the sins of their first fathers and their fathers' fathers until before there was time. We renounce all things spoken of in the darkness against them. We break all generational and bloodline curses throughout every branch of their family trees until before there was time, in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. Father, forgive them all. Forgive your people and forgive the people that are attacking them. Forgive them all, Father, in the name of Jesus. They do not know our Lord. Very few of them that reside there do. Father, we pray for your grace and your mercy to fall upon those lands. We pray for your peace, Father God, to fall upon those lands. Father, we know that the Gog and Magog war is coming upon this earth. We know that this is going to jettison the world into World War III. We understand these things are upon us. But we also recognize that it is highly unlikely that this is it. Oh, Lord, our Father, who art in heaven, we know that you would want not one to perish. We pray that you will pour out forgiveness upon those lands. Forgive your people and forgive those who are part of the Amorites and the Moabites. And Father, just forgive them all because they truly do not know. They truly do not know. If they did, they surely would not. They surely would not. We part the spiritual realm as the Red Sea above the lands of Israel at this time in Jesus' name. For safe passage for heaven's angels, heaven's resources, and heaven's power to flow freely and unhindered into those lands Hallelujah. Principalities, powers, and strongholds, spiritual hosts of wickedness and rulers of darkness feeding off the blood of the people of those lands at this time. In the name of Jesus, we come against you. We decree fire swords of cherubim to shoot down from the heavens and to cut you into pieces, we declare. Fire of God to launch down from the glory pillar and to burn you into screaming agony, making a public spectacle of you thereof across all of the demonic ether. In Jesus' name, we decree hundreds of trillions of legions and innumerable company of warrior angels and archangels into the spiritual realm at this time in the name of Jesus to strike you deaf, blind, and dumb, place you under arrest, and cast you into the pit. We declare the holy fire of God to weld the pit shut. We decree the holy fire of God to permeate the pit, to burn you into continuous agony until the end. And we plead the blood of Jesus to seal the pit, for only the Lamb of God can break the seals. Unclean spirits, deaf and dumb spirits, anything that cannot call Jesus Christ its Lord and Savior, binding or hindering the hearts and the minds of the lost peoples across those lands. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, strong men, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have loosed your legal rights to them and we command you, come forth. Unclean spirits, subordinate spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. We decree and declare and plead with the courts of heaven for the dispatch of hundreds of trillions of legions of warrior angels to descend upon those lands to capture these demons of darkness, to yank them from their victims, to strike them deaf, blind, and dumb, to place them under arrest and cast them into the pit. We declare the fire of God to weld the pit shut. We declare and decree the fire of God to permeate the pit and to burn them into screaming agony, making a public spectacle of them. We bind Colossians 2:15 before the courts of heaven upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood of Jesus to seal the pit, even if but for a time. Father, in Jesus' name we declare your holy fire, a thorny hedge of protection and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to descend and encapsulate on all sides, Job 1:9, every single man, woman, and child of every nation, tribe, and tongue of the lands of Israel. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. All of them. Father, we pray that you will completely surround around about them on all sides with your holy fire. Let nothing unclean re-enter the clean swept house. Allow the whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to sustain deep into the night. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And we decree in Jesus' name and plead with your courts, Father, for the dispatch of an innumerable company of angels to flow down upon them, Father God, in dreams and visions of the night, to save their souls from the pit, to seal their instruction in accordance with Job 33:14-15 in Jesus' name. Father, we declare the abundant grace, the crystal river, the living water, they're fertilized the soil of their hearts, that they shall receive the seeds of these prayers. These prayers will bear fruit, and the fruit will and it shall indeed remain in Jesus' name. Holy Lord Jesus, come upon them, we pray. Call them each by their own names in their own native tongue. Allow them to receive. Father, we pray for the dispatch of specialized or warrior angels and specialized angels, Father God, that are unstoppable with powers that we do not comprehend, to stand guard in the spiritual realm and to rescue, to yank forth from the demons of darkness the souls of those who would otherwise be taken into the pit, to yank them from the demons of darkness and to take them before your high holy supreme courts, to allow the mediator of the new covenant, our Lord Jesus, and the prayers of the saints to be brought forth in their defense and to save their souls. We thank you, Father, for your mercy endures forever. For your mercy endures forever. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for breaking the strongholds in our life. We thank you for giving us a new joy, a newfound strength to help us to endure the days that we have now and the days that we will have in front of us to be able to serve thee, Father, like we cannot even imagine in our wildest dreams. We just praise you, Father God, because without that anointing, we cannot endure. Without your touch, we cannot have the strength we need. We praise you, Father God, for your healing grace and power, for your forgiveness, and for the removal of all of our guilt of past sins to strengthen us and to prepare us for the days ahead. We pray, Father, through your grace and through that anointing, we shall overcome every day that is set before us of this next week until we gather again, Lord willing, next Friday. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you, Father. Amen.
Lord, we come to you with repentant hearts. We seek you with all our might. Sinners at the mercy of grace, redeemed we are by your embrace. Praise his holy name.
Yeshua, my Savior.
Praise the King of Kings. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? For you we will endure until you come back for your bride to set her free. Write our names in your book of life. We are cleansed through your holy sacrifice as we lift your name on high. Renew our mind, renew our soul. Remove the scars from our past and deem us righteous. We rebuke all deceptive lies. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? Till then, we will endure. We are the branches on a living tree. When will your coming be? When will your trumpet sound for me? Till then, we will endure. Until you come back for your bride to set her free.